This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will meet French President Emmanuel Macron in Mumbai today. The two leaders will inaugurate the India-France Year of Innovation 2026 and address a gathering of business leaders, startups, researchers and other innovators from both countries. Mr. Macron arrived in Mumbai early this morning on a three-day official visit to India at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in the AI Impact Summit. We have more from a correspondent.
Prime Minister Modi and President Macron will hold bilateral engagements this afternoon at Lok Bhavan in Mumbai, where they'll review the progress made in the India-France strategic partnership and exchange views on issues of regional and global importance. Their discussion will also focus on cementing the strategic partnership and further diversifying it into new and emerging areas. In the evening, Prime Minister Modi and President Macron will inaugurate the India-France Year of Innovation 2026 and address a gathering of business leaders, startups, researchers, and other innovators from both countries. Ankita Apte, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his French counterpart Catherine Vautrin will co-chair the 6th India-France Annual Defence Dialogue in Bengaluru today. The meeting will review the entire gamut of bilateral defence cooperation with focus on expanding industrial collaboration. The two sides expected to renew a key defence cooperation agreement for another decade and sign an MOU for a joint venture to manufacture hammer missiles. An announcement on reciprocal deployment of officers between the Indian Army and the French land forces is also expected. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 is underway at the Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The five-day summit is the first ever global AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. World leaders from 20 nations are attending the event. On the second day of the India AI Impact Summit today, high-level panel discussions will continue, deepening sectoral dialogues across priority domains. The day will feature the launch of flagship knowledge compendiums, including the case books on AI in health, energy, education, agriculture, gender empowerment, and disabilities, alongside a focused seminar on applied AI. Recognizing the strategic importance of AI, India has accorded high priority to building a robust and inclusive AI ecosystem. Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah will chair a high-level national conclave of state and union territory. Corporation ministers at the Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today. This month-end meeting is a pivotal step towards realizing PM Modi's vision of Sahakar Se Samriddhi. Corporation ministers of all states and union territories, along with senior officials, will attend the meeting. Union Home Minister Amit Shah paid tributes to great freedom fighter Vasudev Balwant Farke on his death anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that Farke laid the foundation for armed revolution against British rule, connecting the youth with the goal of freedom for the motherland. The Home Minister noted that the freedom fighter will remain a role model of patriotism for every young person in the country. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has issued an official clarification on the eligibility rules for the new Class 10 board examination scheme starting from this year. This clarification comes after several queries from students and parents seeking guidance on appearing in the second board examination if they are unable to take the first exam due to personal, medical or other reasons. CBSE has made it clear that appearing in the first Class 10 board examination is mandatory for all students, and missing three or more subjects in the first exam will make them ineligible for the second examination. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast thunderstorms and lightning today in places over Delhi, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Haryana, Chandigarh and Punjab. Similar weather conditions also likely over Rajasthan during the day. According to the Met Department, coastal Karnataka is likely to experience hot and humid weather today. Dense fog conditions expected in places over Odisha. In the ICC T20 World Cup, Sri Lanka sealed Super 8 berth with a commanding victory over Australia at the Pallakkale International Stadium in Kandy last night. Earlier, England defeated Italy by 24 runs in a Group C match at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata. In another clash, Ireland will face Zimbabwe in a Group B match in Pallakkale at 3 p.m. local time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.